A lot of talk about North Korea, South Korea. Not in this particular vein, though. Don Taylor is here. He is the owner of Omelette Express in Railroad Square. Don, good morning to you.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Good to see you. Jeju is our sister city in South Korea. Yes?
For 18 years.
18 years now. And the relationship has really developed. I mean, it's more than just the occasional visit, hi, how are you, and then nothing.
Well,
right?
It certainly is for me, but the really short history is 17 years ago, we took the first American dancers to the Fire Festival. And the Fire Festival is now a top 10 international event for all of Korea.
Wow.
So we were sort of on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And we've had performers every year there since. And
they visited here.
We have some coming this July. Maybe I'll bring some of the kids down.
But yes,
should. We do have some visiting this July. We have an exchange program. We take performers in March, and we usually get 20 of their young high school children in July.
Very
but it
nice.
Is a well-developed program. We took the first Snoopy ever to Korea 4 years ago, I think.
Yeah, I understand years. That was extremely happily received.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They were initially wondering why a dog was standing on top of a house. And,
only in America, kids. Only in America.
Yeah, and that's like, I didn't know what to say. Well, that's, yeah. He's got a doghouse, apparently.
He can stand wherever he wants
yeah.
to. And the idea of building an Omelette Express in South Korea, I mean, how alien a concept
well,
is that?
Well, we were talking about that before we were on the air. Over the years, I've done some projects with a wonderful woman named Dr. M, who runs the Home for Unwed Mothers in South Korea. And we all went there 17 years ago, and it just was a wonderful operation. I got somewhat involved, and we worked on other projects besides the Snoopy project. And so I developed a pretty good friendship with four or five people there. And all the young people from Jeju have always come to the Omelette Express for a free omelette over the years.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of her idea to open up a small training restaurant at the Home for Unwed Mothers, and we called it, of course, Don Taylor's Omelette Express.
Which, of course, is universally recognized.
Well,
or at least
it's getting there,
yeah.
But it was just a funny little training facility at her center for 4 years. So it was a big step. I'm doing it all for her, you know, with no
so
expectations.
This is
of,
to benefit this home for
she's
unwed
she's actually
mothers.
Got all the unwed mothers performing all the tasks. You know,
they've been so they're learning how to work a restaurant.
Run a restaurant, every position. Management, dishwasher, cook,
that's
front
pretty
person,
fantastic.
Waitress. We've had some outside help. Help us and come down and give a hand. I went out there with one of my chefs 3 days before the grand opening,
mm-hmm.
and did some, you know, final prepping, and then help them all during the opening, which was rather successful. It's blossomed into a bigger story than I thought. It's actually going to be on national TV in Korea, KBS and NBC.
No kidding.
They just sent me the, which I never get. I have a hard time getting the TV shows, but I just got 22-minute segment that's going to run on KBS, Korean Broadcasting System.
That's impressive.
And they had a little note.
Is it subtitled?
Not yet. I got the raw material.
Yeah.
And I actually, hey, what are you saying at 6 minutes and 17 minutes?
Yeah.
So they sent me the whole thing so I could clear up a couple of comments.
Oh, good.
I'll just give you a little example. I mumbled that I've got two statues in my planner in Santa Rosa. They didn't know what I was talking about. The answer was that the Omelette Express has two small Doharbons in a planner. Not to be confused with the two giant ones on Sonoma Avenue.
I was going to say, no wonder there's a little lost in translation going on here.
Yeah.
This is a very big deal, Don. And I can't imagine, the sort of hoops that you have to go through to create something like this. But it must be, on a personal level, it must be very satisfying for you.
Extremely satisfying.
Yeah.
It's going to a good cause. They raised quite a bit of money to get all the equipment and get the operation up and running. And there's just quite a bit of support. I've been very lucky. It's one of the best experiences I've ever had getting involved with Jeju. Couldn't believe I was sitting in a restaurant in Jeju Island with my name on the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Having a beer and,
yeah.
and everybody wearing an Omelette Express t-shirt. So
very impressive.
Fantastic. I if it's successful, it leaves room for other locations doing a similar situation. The island is, again, a million people.
A tiny little island.
Tiny little island,
Korea.
The remote island of Jeju.
Yeah, in the Sea of Japan,
in
right?
In the Sea of Japan. A friend of mine out there in Radio Land said to mention that half the world's population is approximately a five-hour flight away from Jeju.
Wow.
So it's a very international tourist location for Japan, China, Europe.
In how many languages can you say Omelette Express?
And not very many, but
Omelette Express for a very good cause. It's very impressive, Don.
I appreciate you enjoying the story and having me here this morning. And certainly, if you want, the good thing about the kids from Korea, they can speak English a little bit better than I can.
Okay,
so
very good. Then
I'll bring you a couple in
We'll
in
have
July,
them on
okay?
in July, absolutely, and keep us posted on this enterprise.
I would love to get the October update is going to be my favorite,
okay,
hopefully.
You'll be back here for that,
I'll
right?
I'll do that.
All right, very good. That is Don Taylor going international for a cause
da-dun, da-dun.
In South Korea with Omelette Express.